Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Friday feeling is the headline on some of the tabloids this morning. Of course, I should say lots of photographs, and as Kieran mentioned, the good weather, incredibly good weather. Lots of photographs too inside the papers today of people right across the country enjoying basking in the sun yesterday afternoon, and that is set to continue today as well. There's two stories that really caught my eye this morning. The first is the first is on the front of the Irish Times today, and that's the 2-week quarantine period for people arriving into the state from abroad, that'll be lifted for those coming from coronavirus or from countries where coronavirus has been controlled under plans that are being considered by the government. And the Taoiseach told a private call with Fine Gael councillors earlier this week, according to the Irish Times, that he's now examining lifting the current restrictions for countries which have a low number of COVID-19 cases and also a low rate of reproduction, because at present those arriving into Ireland are required to self-isolate for a period of 14 days and are required to complete this passenger locator form to show where they're staying. Failure, of course, now to do so is an offence from yesterday. And the Taoiseach told councillors that these changes, they may be made in months, not weeks. The current government advice for citizens to avoid all non-essential travel overseas, and it is also expected this will be changed in line with alterations to quarantine rules to allow Irish citizens holiday abroad. That story front page, further analysis inside the Irish Times too this morning. The Irish Independent leads today with creches, childcare, and you may have heard in the news bulletin that those proposals are going to be discussed by cabinet ministers later today. But the Independent reports this morning, this may come now as some good news to many of you out there, parents set to get extra cash toward childcare. Parents will get more money to offset creche fees, and the state will also play a greater role in providing childcare. That's under the plans that are being discussed by the three parties in the government talks. A new streamlined regulation system for the sector and pay increases for staff as well, linked to improved qualifications. That's been considered by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. And it comes, of course, as parents are being told not to change creche when social distancing rules are lifted, as it may then add to the strain that's endured during the lockdown. In a cabinet memo, the Irish Independent reports, the Children's Minister said it was in the best interest of children and parents that they should return to the same childcare service. We'll have more coming up on that story a little bit later on this morning. The Irish Examiner leads, you heard Kieran mention it there, with schools may not return at the end of the summer. Parents, of course, thrown into further confusion yesterday after Joe McHugh, the Education Minister, said that students wouldn't be returning to school in September as normal. It's very hard to see all students back in September, even with a 1 metre rule, he said. And while blended learning, a mixture of learning in a classroom and online at home, looks set to become a mainstay when school buildings reopen, the department doesn't know yet what classrooms will look like. And that's something that we will be taking a further in-depth look at in terms of primary schools, secondary schools and also third level education on the Between the Lines programme tomorrow evening from 8 o'clock. Just on education, there's an interesting story. It's in Britain now, but in the British Telegraph this morning, in terms of schools and education. COVID generation need longer school day to catch up is the headline on page 6 of the paper there this morning. The education editor with the Telegraph writing that school days should become half an hour longer in order to stop the COVID generation falling behind after lockdown. And this is a report, researchers warning that unless drastic measures are introduced, it'll take several years for kids to catch up when the schools do reopen. This study was published by the London School of Economics and Political Sciences. And the researchers warned that really without a series now of interventions, children would slip into what they described as a dark age of declining social mobility, and also owing to inequalities exacerbated during the lockdown. That story in the British Telegraph this morning. Just a couple of other stories too of note today in relation to COVID. The Irish Times reporting this morning that 800 workplace checks have been carried out since the 18th of May. This is by the Health and Safety Authority. 800 workplace inspections, including a meat processing plants, have been carried out by the HSA since the state began its first phase of the reopening of the country. That's on the 18th of May. Hard to believe it's nearly 2 weeks ago. There had been a high level of compliance as part of the return to work safety protocol, and employers were also taking a responsible and proactive approach to health and safety measures during the pandemic, the HSA said yesterday. Based on initial analysis, however, the authority had received 7 complaints regarding four different sectors up to the 20th of May and was following up on the issues raised. That story, page two of the Irish Times this morning. Also, the Irish Independent as well this morning, leading with an interesting story about the future of the credit unions. The Charlie Weston writing that they're facing pressure to remain open despite a collapse in lending. And the Irish League of Credit Unions has revealed that applications for loans are down 80% when compared to last year, as the pandemic makes people obviously reluctant to borrow. And the news comes as a group of MEPs have contacted or written to the Central Bank Governor, calling on him to relax strict regulations on credit unions, affording them the same flexibility shown to banks. And the crisis for the locally owned lenders has led to some of them being forced to lay off staff, with fears for the very existence of some credit unions as well. That story, front page and inside the Irish Independent this morning. Just a couple of other stories to note as well. You may have heard it in the news bulletin, but Brexit, for the first time in a long time, is back on the front page of the broadsheets, because the government is to start now preparations for a no-deal Brexit, ministers are going to be told today, as the negotiations between the UK and EU on a trade deal show little sign of progress. The Foreign Affairs Minister in Taoiseach, Sir Simon Coveney, is going to brief the Cabinet on the state of the negotiations in Brussels, and according to the Irish Times, also to tell ministers that preparations at ports and airports will need to be stepped up as the country emerges from the coronavirus lockdown. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that too as well today. Just to some of the other stories online and inside the papers as well this morning. Interesting story in page two of the Examiner today. Inundated with unwanted animals. Unwanted donkeys is the story in the Examiner by David Young. This is an under pressure donkey sanctuary has been inundated with abandoned animals due to the COVID-19 emergency. In the last month, the sanctuary in Donegal has taken in 22 animals, some handed over by owners no longer able to keep them, and others left abandoned in various locations across the country. And the facility, which is owned and run by the Curran family, is dealing with the influx of new residents at a time when, of course, revenues have been slashed due to the lockdown. That story, page two of the Examiner this morning. And just finally, for the moment, we're spending more on groceries, but we're spending less on everything else. Consumers continuing to spend big on the grocery shop, but our spend on things like transport, accommodation and entertainment has collapsed. Probably no major surprise. This is new information issued by the Central Bank of Ireland, and it's tracking consumer spending on your debit and your credit cards for the month of April. It is the first release to capture a full month of the lockdown measures, really, and the impact that these measures have had on people's outgoings and on their spending over that period of time. It found that ATM withdrawals are becoming less frequent, but people are also taking out more cash when they do go to the ATM, and reported that card transactions declined by 35%. Spending on groceries in April rose by 20% on average in the month, with consumers forking out an additional €190 million compared with April of last year. Grocery sales did decline in comparison to March, though, when shoppers were stocking up on supplies in anticipation of that expected lockdown. Clothing spend down 46%, hardware down 38%, and while our spend on electronics, things like your phones and your laptops, is also down as well. And maybe no surprise, spend on transport and accommodation has reached record lows, transport declining 87%, accommodation down 91%. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.